Welcome to Rural Minnesota Radio, a collaboration between the Center for Rural Policy and Development and Minnesota State University Mankato. I'm Jim Gullickson, and joining me by phone today is Kelly Ash, Research Associate for the Center for Rural Policy and Development. Welcome to the program, Kelly.
Thanks, Jim. Happy to be on.
So last week we were talking about some research you've been doing on job vacancies in outstate Minnesota and the low unemployment rate, and it's really difficult to fill a lot of these jobs. And I'm wondering what sort of creative measures are, you know, folks taking to try and get these vacancies filled?
There's actually some pools that people are kind of trying to engage with to try and fill some of these vacancies. Some of these parts of the population include, you know, people with a criminal background that maybe employers were a little afraid of hiring before. They're opening up to that idea. People with disabilities is another one in which people are starting to engage with a lot more and seeing how they can be utilized to fill some of these vacancies.
That's interesting. Well, you know, that just means more people participating in the workforce, which is, I think, ultimately a good thing.
It's absolutely a good thing. And we have a lot of great state agencies and nonprofits and other organizations working on this issue along with businesses. And so that's some of the work I'm doing right now, is actually interviewing some of these organizations and businesses that are partnering together to do this work. And there's just a ton of great work happening. And I find this to be a very positive story. You know, a lot of people are kind of stressed out about it, and understandably so, but I see it as a win for greater Minnesota. And I'm really hoping that these regions can continue to promote themselves as great places to live, to try and recruit more people to kind of move out here and take on some of these jobs.
Right. And again, I think a lot of what we've talked to in previous programs, the point of people who are at a certain age in the metro area who might take a second look.
Not everyone's going to want to live in rural, but I think there are more out there that are living in urban that really appreciate this lifestyle and would be happy to hear about some of the opportunities that are available here. I tell you, I live in New London, Minnesota. I lived in St. Paul for 10 years. I moved back in 2011, first to Hancock, and now I live in New London. I tell you, I tell all my friends that are still in Twin Cities, it's the best move I've ever made in my life, and I love it out here. So,
and I think that there's going to be probably a continuation of that just because of the opportunities that you're talking about.
Yeah, we're hoping. There's kind of a strong narrative. It seems that everybody's talking about metropolitan area, you know, Twin Cities doing so great, and there's a lot of conversation about that. But what a lot of people don't know is the millennial generation now, they're actually, depending on how you define it, can be just as large as the baby boomer generation. Mm-hmm. And they're just turning 35 years old now. A big chunk of them are turning 30 now. You know, it tends to be when they start moving back to these greater Minnesota regions. And so, yeah, there's a lot of potential there. We're hoping for the best.
Indeed. Well, Kelly, always a pleasure talking with you and getting updates on the research that you do. It's so important for greater Minnesota, and it really is important for those at the state legislature, because they're the ones that look at all this data for their own benefit. And so appreciate the work that you're doing.
Thanks, Jim. I really appreciate it.
Kelly Ash is a research associate with the Center for Rural Policy and Development. And this has been Rural Minnesota Radio. We'll catch you next week.